Section 094 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser, read for LibriVox.org by Lee Elliott in April of 2007. A bitterness crept into her face. A blazing blue sky poured down torrents of light. A book to beguile the tedious hours. A brave but turbulent aristocracy. A broad, complacent, admiring imbecility breathed from his nose and lips. A burlesque feint of evading a blow. A callous and conscienceless brute. A calm and premeditated prudence. A calmness settled on his spirit. A campaign of unbridled ferocity. A carefully appraising eye. A ceaselessly fleeting sky. A certain implication of admiring confidence. A charming air of vigor and vitality. A childish belief in his own impeccability. A cold, hard, frosty penuriousness was his prevalent characteristic. A compassion perfectly angelic. A constant stream of rhythmic memories. A covertly triumphant voice. A creature of the most delicate and rapid responses. A crop of disappointments. A cunning intellect, patiently diverting every circumstance to its design. A curious and inexplicable uneasiness. A curious vexation fretted her. A daily avalanche of vituperation. A dandified, pretty boy-looking sort of figure. A dark and relentless fate. A day monotonous and colorless. A dazzling completeness of beauty. A deep and brooding resentment. A delicious throng of sensations. A deliciously tantalizing sense. A detached segment of life. A dire monotony of bookish idiom. A disheveled and distraught figure. A face singularly acute and intelligent. A faint accent of reproach. A faint sense of compunction moved her. A faint, transient, wistful smile lightened her brooding face. A faint tremor of amusement was on his lips. A faintly quizzical look came into his incisive stare. A fawn-colored sea streaked here and there with tints of deepest orange. A fever of enthusiasm. A few tears came to soften her seared vision. A fiery exclamation of wrath and disdain. A figure full of decision and dignity. A firm and balanced manhood. A first faint trace of irritation. A fitful boy full of dreams and hopes. A flame of scarlet crept in a swift diagonal across his cheeks. A fleeting and furtive air of triumph. A flood of pride rose in him. A foreboding of some destined change. A fortuitous series of happy thoughts. A frigid touch of the hand. A fugitive intangible charm. A gay exuberance of ambition. A generation of men lavishly endowed with genius. A gentle sarcasm ruffled her anger. A ghastly whiteness overspread the cheek. A glance of extraordinary meaning. A glassy expression of inattention. A glassy stare of deprecating horror. A glittering, infectious smile. A gloom overcame him. A golden haze of pensive light. A golden summer of marvelous fertility. A graceful readiness and vigor. A grave man of pretending exterior. A great pang gripped her heart. A great process of searching and shifting. A great sickness of heart smote him. A great soul, smitten and scourged, but still invested with the dignity of immortality. A grim and shuddering fascination. A gush of entrancing melody. A gusty breeze blew her hair about unheeded. A half-breathless murmur of amazement and incredulity. A half-uneasy, half-laughing compunction. A harassing anxiety of sorrow. A harvest of barren regrets. A haunting and horrible sense of insecurity. A heavy oppression seemed to brood upon the air. A helpless anger simmered in him. a hint of death in the icy breath of the gale, a hot and virulent skirmish, a hot uprush of hatred and loathing. A kind of ineffable splendor crowns the day, a lapse from the well-ordered decencies of civilization, a large, rich, copious human endowment. A late star lingered, remotely burning. A laugh of jovial significance. A light of unwanted pleasure in her eyes. A little jaded by gastronomical exertions. A lukewarm and selfish love. A man of imperious will. A man of matchless modesty and refinement. A manner bright with interest and interrogation. A manner nervously anxious to please. A melancholy monotone beat on one's heart. A mere exhibition of fussy diffuseness. A mere figment of poet's fancy. A mien and aspect singularly majestic. A mild and deprecating air. A mind singularly practical and sagacious. A mouth of inflexible decision. A murmur of complacency. A mystery everlastingly impenetrable. A nameless sadness which is always born of moonlight. A new and overmastering impulse. A new doubt assailed her. A new marvel of the sky. A new trouble was dawning on his thickening mental horizon. A nimble-witted opponent. End of section 094. This recording is in the public domain.